Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I think everybody's overreacting to the Yankees, quote-unquote, missing out on Jordan Montgomery. And listen, I'm not going to say that Jordan Montgomery would have helped them out a little bit. Of course, he's a good pitcher. The Yankees' offseason was good. And as I said the other day, as I said last week, if the Yanks get into the World Series, it's not going to be because of Jordan Montgomery. It's going to be because the Sticks take them there. The Yankees' offense is loaded, and it is go time. I don't care about Montgomery.
You know, you and I have had this conversation all offseason, and now opening day is tomorrow. I can't wait, BT. Opening day tomorrow. However, that window from when the season ended, the long offseason, up until opening day, which is now tomorrow, all I heard from the Yankees, from you, from Yankee fans, all in. And all I've seen from the Yankees is Juan Soto. Now, that's a great move. I'm not going to minimize it, but they did not go all in. All of those pitchers that you at one point said, maybe Corbin Burns at some point, gone to the Orioles. Maybe Blake Snell at one point, gone as he goes to the Giants. Maybe Jordan Montgomery comes back. Gone now to the Diamondbacks.
Dylan Cease. You're on a roll.
Yeah, Dylan Cease, exactly. Traded elsewhere. So you look at all those possibilities, they are gone. I would go as far as saying, relative to expectation, I think the Mets have had a better offseason than the Yankees. The Mets weren't expected to do anything. They at least got a big bat. If fans could draw up one bat that they would get, it would be a real DH, whether it's Soler, whether it's J.D. Martinez. They got him. The Yankees got Juan Soto, which would be their one guy. They needed more. They're trying to go all in. They didn't do it.
I appreciate the enthusiasm, and I appreciate the pushback, by the way. I hear what you're saying. I don't think that most people will agree with me, because I've felt the pushback all winter and really all early spring, where I've talked about this Yankee team transitioning from, you know, who they were to what they'll be, and they're going to mash their way to 90-something wins, and then obviously you flip a coin, see what happens in October. I just got to make sure I didn't hear something incorrectly. Did you just say, I know everybody's a little giddy, including my partner.
Very giddy.
Did you just say that the Mets, you didn't just say that the Mets had a better offseason, did you?
Let me
say it again. And I like J.D. Martinez. Yeah. Because they signed the same guy, Sal, who was screaming all winter about the dormant inactivity by his Mets. Mm-hmm. We have taken the saber and the throne and the carpet and the robe and put it in storage for Cohen. Right. And because they signed, granted, a good player, 37 years old, now the Mets had a great offseason. Is this what we're doing today?
You're right. I didn't say that they had a great offseason. I said they had a better offseason than the Yankees.
Well, okay,
did.
But the Yankees had a really good offseason.
How?
They got Juan Soto.
Okay,
what do
big
you mean,
deal. They
how?
Got one player. They needed a lot more. So the Mets got one player, too. J.D. Martinez does more to lengthen out the Mets lineup than Soto does to the Yankees. I mean, the Yankees are all going to depend on their health anyway. Gerrit Cole's already out. I mean, you factor in that in. The Mets added plenty of pitching. The Yankees added Marcus Stroman. So I'd rather have the Mets pitching that they added, whether it's to the bullpen, whether it's a starting rotation, than what the Yankees did with Marcus Stroman. The Mets also added Harrison Bader, a legitimate center fielder defensively. They move Nimmo to left. You get two positions better with one little move like that. The Yankees added Verdugo. Okay, makes them better. Fine, but to me, that's almost a wash. And then you go Soto, who's a great player. Nobody's going to minimize it. Look at what J.D. Martinez did last year. Over 30 home runs and over 100 RBI. They needed that to lengthen out their lineup. And relative to expectation, the Mets made a run at Yamamoto. Didn't get him. Okay, it happens. Mm-hmm. They were
smart. By the way, so did the Yankees.
Right, okay, fair enough. They were smart. They were disciplined. Uh-huh. And they ended up getting the guy that they wanted for nothing, basically.
$4.5 million. Right. No, I like J.D. Martinez, but enough to propel it from an offseason where everybody was screaming, you know, basically, wow, we're going to be wrestling with the Nationals to avoid the basement of the NL East, to they had a better offseason than the Yankees. And forget about the Yankees for a second. I know it always kind of becomes a Yankee-Met thing. I like what the Mets did. I really do think that J.D. Martinez makes them more circular, meaning there's really no, right, not as many like theoretical ends to their batting order, you know, provided Beatty can stick a little bit now, Alvarez doesn't regress in year two, which I don't think he will. So this is not anti-Mets. To me, I just think that the Yankees are entering an era for now until Cole comes back,
right,
if he does,
right,
until they address what could be a big issue atop the rotation before the trade deadline. I think the Yankees are poised to win a lot of 6-5, 7-6, 8-5 games, and you know what? I'm here for it. Usually, that is not a way to win. Go back to the Yankees in the mid-80s. You had Ricky, you had Willie, you had Mattingly, you had Dave Winfield, you had Jack Clark, you had Mike Pagliarulo. I mean, you had sticks up the wazoo, but they won nothing. Number one, there was no wild cards, but they won nothing because they had no arms. This is different. The game has changed, and I think people are missing it. You can hit your way to October,
right,
and the Yankees are getting ready to do that.
Now, I didn't say that the Mets are going to be better than the Yankees.
No, I know.
I said they had a better offseason than the Yankees. For me, the Mets, even with just J.D. Martinez, aside from the other moves that I thought were smart and team-friendly as far as, look, you got guys on one-year deals, prove themselves type deals, guys that are hungry to bounce back, and they made their team better. The pieces fit better. They're better defensively. They're a better baseball team. Now, the pitching has to hold up, and unfortunately, Kodai Senga hurt as he works his way back. You know, those are going to be issues there, but J.D. Martinez makes them a much, that one piece makes them a much different, deeper, better lineup, and to me, a legitimate wild card contender. While the Yankees talked about all in, they talked about World Series, they had Juan Soto, which was, if I could make one move if I'm the Yankees in the offseason, that was it with Juan Soto, but they needed pitching on top of what they already had, not to mention Cole goes down, and they still don't get the pitching, so I'm not seeing the all in, big, tough talk from the Yankees, who I think have gotten lapped. Well, they did get lapped by the Orioles, 19 games, the Orioles finished better than they did last year, and I don't think the Yankees close that gap just by adding Juan Soto or even throwing Verdugo or Stroman.
All right, 877-337-6666. BT and Sal here on The Fan. We are at MLB Network Studio today, Studio 42. And you want to talk about a playground of childhood memories. I walked in here, and I said to Sal, true story, I said to Sal before we went on the air, you know, I've been to, and this is not to brag at all, at all. This is just to create a thread of how awesome this is so far today. Seven Super Bowls, 7-8 Final Fours. I watched Tiger and Phil at a bunch of U.S. Opens at some really cool venues. When we walked in here today, literally, will you tell everybody I was here 30 seconds? What was I doing in 30 seconds?
He breaks out his wiffle ball
which
bat.
Which I brought from home.
He brings a wiffle ball bat and wiffle ball. I'm embarrassed. He's out here hitting balls off of the wall up against a scoreboard. I will say, that, you know how they, like the movie The Field of Dreams, and then like they play The Field of Dreams.
If you invite us, we will come here.
This
place is sick.
This is a Field of Dreams.
It really is.
This is the best, by far, studio setting, period. And I know, like, baseball for me, BT, my first love.
Yep.
Grow up playing Little League, the baseball cards, watching whatever, both the Mets and Yankees. You know about the history in this town. I am a baseball guy first and foremost, and this is as good a setting to get you set for opening day as you can possibly have. A beautiful MLB Network Studios. We got plenty of guests coming on.
We do.
Al Leiter. I can't wait to talk to him. I've never had him on.
DeRosa, yeah.
Reynolds. We'll have some fun with some of the MLB Network guys.
I think we're going to bust out a pack of cards for one of these guys.
Yeah.
Either Brian Kenny or Harold, and
we got to figure out how we're going to do that.
School the actual baseball players.
Oh, you want to go head to head?
Of course, I want to go head to head. What are you afraid?
Well, we could also have them go head to head.
That's the plan.
We could. Well,
what?
I mean,
what?
I took you down.
Well, if you're the champion, then you did. If you want to be real about it, I appreciate you pointing that out, despite the fact that you may have cheated a little bit.
I don't know what happened there.
And by the way, look at my laptop; it's still busted. No, you are the champion. So if you would like to take on Harold or somebody, you can go for it.
But
if you don't feel like you have the backbone to give it a shot on the big stage, tag me in and I'll have a little fun with it.
Maybe they take on each other. We could do a little pack with each guest.
Could do that.
We'll have some fun anyway. It's a baseball day. I can't wait.
It is awesome. 877-337-7-6666 BT and Sal. Let's get to the phones here. Milton first up with BT and Sal. Milt, what's going on, bud? How are you?
Hey, what's going on, man? Love to lead off. Thank you very much. I got a question for Sal. Sal, so how do you know what the Yankees meant by saying all in? What do you? How do you know what their all in was? All in is an opinion. You know
no,
that,
it's
right?
not. All in is not left up for interpretation, Milton. I got news for you. All in.
Know?
What do you think it means? What? There's only one definition of all in.
I don't know what it means, Sal. Because
how do you not know? It's
because
all
you
in.
Don't know what, because they have a they have their theory of all in.
You're Yankees either no, Milton. Milton. Hold on a second. You could disagree with my opinion saying the Mets had a better offseason. That's fine. You cannot interpret all in any different than what it means.
Yes, you can. I'll let Milton go, but I agree with Milton. Go ahead, Milton. Go ahead.
Go get him, please. I'm begging you. When the Yankees say they're all in, maybe their all in was, first of all, getting Soto, getting Verdugo. They got two left-handed batters. The team wasn't – yeah, Cole went down. That sucks. He's going to come back. You hopefully get somebody to trade down. Their all in is just something that you're making up in your mind because you wanted to look like they failed. Well, you know what? Maybe they think they didn't fail because they did their all in.
All in is all in. They didn't go all in.
Every all-in is different, Sal.
No, there's not.
Yes, it is.
You're either all-in
or
all-in. Okay, I'd love to hear you explain
okay.
this to me.
Mil, appreciate the call. Good fiery start here. Nicely done. 877-337-6666. Okay, so there is a massive element of subjectivity when you use the term all-in because, you know, there's definitions of words that are irrefutable. What does this word mean? We'll go to a thesaurus, go to a dictionary, boom, look it up. We know what it means. When we, all in is still a bit nebulous. It's a bit unclear. I'm going to give you a legitimate example. All right. So you talk to your son or daughter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, did you say if they come home with a test score that is a little bit beneath what you expect from them, whatever
right.
relative to their academic prowess, but it's not, they should have done better. All right. And you say to them, did you do your best? Did you study your hardest? And they say, yes. Okay, but in my opinion as a parent, I've watched you for 3 or 4 days, and I don't think you gave it your all. There's an element of subjectivity. All in, best effort, max effort. It's up for interpretation.
Okay, so
that is irrefutable.
So then do you want me to say, no, I don't
now
think
now, you can
is.
Say that you don't think the Yankees, you can say the Yankees could have done more. What you can't, well, you can, I would just disagree.
Right.
What you shouldn't do, and this is why I'm with Mil, is say that their version of all in is wrong because it's not in alignment with yours.
Their all in version isn't good enough.
You're
it's not all
me,
in.
Though.
If you're sitting at a table and you go all in with the poker chips, does that mean you leave some of them?
No.
You go all in.
But that's a
you
literal.
Push them all
but you
in.
Can see, I can quantify all in. You left 5 chips.
Right,
went all in. There's nothing left. Saying that I did my best or did not do my best or maximize my offseason is subjective.
Okay.
You're missing that.
Here it is, the actual definition here of all in, according to the Google Dictionary here. Completely committed to or very much in favor of
and by
something.
The way, if anybody has to look up the term all
well,
in,
apparently
did you get
Milton
past
do.
The first grade?
Apparently,
all in.
You and Milton do
ooh,
it.
Ooh, what does that mean?
Well, we all should.
No, no, no. We're just seeing it more intelligently. You are limiting. You are taking. And I get
all
this.
All in, but.
By the way, Sal, I don't think that the Yankees necessarily went all in.
Right.
But there are layers to this. There really are. How do you not see that?
Do you think the Mets went all in this offseason?
No.
Of course not. So you know clearly they did not go
well,
all in.
Well, they didn't do anything up until 3 days
right.
ago.
Right.
All
but,
in.
But,
they were all out. It was the complete antithesis.
But the Mets,
all in.
The Mets told you.
The Mets.
Right,
all in.
Correct. So you clearly know what it is, right? It's not up for interpretation.
Because well, they didn't do anything until 5 days ago.
Right.
So literally.
But they also said yep. that they weren't going to go all in. And
true.
Yet they still did more to improve their team than the Yankees did
actually,
who said they go all in.
You don't. Wait, okay. So all in definition aside.
Right.
You don't actually really think – I'm dead serious. You think the Mets did more than the Yankees?
To improve –
Do you really, really think that?
I'll say it again.
Because they got the best hitter in baseball in the Bronx.
Yeah.
And
okay.
I like J.D. Martinez. But so you start
well,
there.
Wait, where does Aaron Judge rank?
In terms of
– best hitter in baseball. Because he's been here for a while, too, and they still haven't gotten to a World Series with him.
Yeah, but they won 99 games.
And
I mean, they were basically knocking on the door, and if they had a little bit more around him, they would have.
And,
he just had nothing. Now he does.
And
that's the point.
When Juan Soto was traded away from the Nationals to go to the Padres, how did he do with the Padres as far as team success?
Listen, you know as well as I that there's not a baseball player that can change the Ernie Banks.
Correct.
And I love that we're here in Studio 42 MLB right. Network. The great history of the game and everything is caught here. You walk in, you feel the history, which is why I love this place already. Ernie Banks, one of the absolute best shortstops of all time. 500 bombs. Now, some came when he was playing first base, for those who don't know. Never played a single inning in the playoffs.
Right.
Is that Ernie Banks' fault?
But you're proving my point.
No, I'm not.
The best player, even though he's the best player, and I love Juan Soto and think he's great, he's not going to change the Yankees by himself. But he doesn't need to.
Right. You're making it seem like the Yankees have been wallowing in mediocrity. You know, that they've been the Royals for the last 5 years.
You're saying that just because the Yankees got him, their team is significantly better based on one player.
Well, no, that's
not
true.
I just gave you examples, and then you made some examples for me. I'm looking at the Mets and saying they got a defensive center fielder. They moved their below-average defensive center fielder to left field now, so they're better because of that. They brought in multiple pitchers to fill out their rotation. Same thing with the bullpen arms, and they added a real DH. They've had a better offseason as far as building a team than the Yankees, who added the best player of the bunch.
Yep.
But they didn't do anything else. Marcus Stroman, I'm sorry, he's not that good. They wanted Blake Snell. Their all-in would have been, okay, go get Blake Snell. Go get Josh Hader. Go get Jordan Montgomery. Go get Corbin Burns. No. Check down. All in is deep down the field. They checked it down to Marcus Stroman underneath, try to gain some yards.
Can he get a first down, though?
We'll keep the sticks moving
and get the drive, eventually get in the end zone. There's a couple of ways to get in the end zone, buddy.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.